Round one. Fight.
Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to a Wiffle Juice presentation called 18 and 18. I'm your host, Crow Coffee, and today we'll be talking Dirt Ball Wiffle Circuit, the Dirt Bags, and our guest, Rudy Lyon. What's up, Rudy?
What's up, Carl? Great to be on again.
Last show. We did it.
We did it. Congrats on completing all 18, Carl. You've done a great job.
Thanks, Rudy. The Dirt Ball Dirt Bags. Fun name. I like your jerseys, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so first-year team, some experience, though. Let's talk a little about Dirt Ball. You guys, you followed the requirements to be an official team in this tournament. No one has a problem with that. More the merrier. 18 is a good number. But people are calling you guys the CCWB team. How does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I don't think all people are of that the more the merrier mindset. I think there are some that are flustered. But, you know, just to give some clarification as to how this all came about, you probably know, and some others in the Wiffle world, and this is not hubris or arrogance or anything, but, like, Circle City or Wiffle, the Wiffle scene in Indy went viral on TikTok in the spring, thanks to some of Dudas's field work videos, and we had people coming out of the woodwork into our DMs trying to sign up and get involved, and Dirt Ball was a simple solution in creating a league for those that are interested in playing Wiffle, but, you know, aren't up to the fast pitch, intense kind of leagues that we play in. So we tried to create an outlet for those newcomers to get a feel for wiffle ball league play in a slow pitch way, and potentially a way for them to work up the line to play fast pitch. And so we kind of viewed, you know, Dirt Ball as a minor league opportunity, which is really cool because one of our players actually was discovered at a Dirt Ball tournament back in April, and then after his performance, he got signed by a team and eventually won Rookie of the Year in Circle City and played in enough Dirt Ball games to be eligible to be on the Dirt Ball national team. So he's coming with us. And to be called CCW's B team, it's not accurate by any means, like you even teased. We've got plenty of Wiffle expertise and experience. Honestly, in total, we probably have the most, like, net years of Wiffle experience from Mike Speak Senior alone, because he's been playing the game for 40 years. But yeah, all these guys are eligible. We followed all the rules. They got enough games in, and to be honest, some of the CCW guys, they weren't Dirt Ball eligible, so there would have been no crossover.
Ah, okay. So all the Dirt Ball games are played in the dirt yard as well.
No, actually. So it was kind of a rotational site basis, and we were in conversations. And this is where, like, I became the Dirt Ball commissioner, because obviously, like, Brendan is CCW commish. He can't run both leagues. And I volunteered, like, okay, I'll run this. I'll get in conversations with some guys that are other, like, slow pitch wifflers in Indy, a guy by the name of Eric Nolan, who I worked with in the YMCA network, partnered with him to create a tournament with his YMCA. And so we brought in teams from around the city and then also injected some of our players into that. We had our own tournament that we hosted in April. We had two tournaments that we hosted, one in April, one at the end of the summer, at the Dirt Yard, though they weren't on the Dirt Yard. They were kind of in the backfield, and I know you've been there. So, but yeah, it was just round robin style, and then we go into bracket play, and yeah, they were great, fun tournaments all around.
All right, this is NWA tournament week, Rudy, and still, some people even haven't put their rosters on the website or on Twitter. I guess they're just waiting for 18 and 18, which is nice, but you guys actually do have your roster out there, which I appreciate. It helps my prep out a lot. But I still want to hear you name your roster, the players, the positions, the coaches. What do you got?
Yeah, so no real coach, honestly. Like, I'm going to be taking the coach captain role, but I already teased him a little bit. Mike Speak Senior, with his veteran presence, He's kind of like the pitching coach in a way. He's going to be very useful for our guys on the mound and just getting in their heads and making sure they're mentally and physically right if they're struggling on the bump to hit the board. 40 years of Wiffle experience, like I mentioned, you have a guy like Austin Church and Tyler Gregory, who were with Circle City on the 2019 national team, so they have tournament experience. Both are probably going to be our primary defenders. I might mix in there as well, but both are top-tier defenders in our leagues, and were also top-tier with our national teams a couple years ago. We got Aiden Palmer, who was a stud when he came out and repped Indy and the Nationals in 2018 and 19. Had a bit of a down 2020 last year, had some blisters forming on his fingers that affected his pitching, but we've got him right. And then the two newcomers, Mitch Bias, who was the manager of the year for the Outlaws in Circle City and also obviously played in a few tournaments at Dirtball. And then Cade Luker is that rookie of the year that I mentioned that got discovered at the Dirtball tournament. He's a former D1 baseball player, great hitter, and then you've got me, who is going to be rounding out hitting and pitching.
I like your combo of experience and new guys. I think if I was to build a roster and I had that option, that's the way to do it. Give guys a chance to prove themselves, and also you have to have guys with experience because it's a tough tournament.
Yeah, experience wins for sure.
And when I saw the roster, there's some big names on there. Speak, Lion, Palmer. My goodness. These are big names. These are names you see and you just say, okay, Circle City. So, I don't, you know, there's rules about switching teams, but what if one of you guys just has a crazy tournament and Dudas is like, hey, come back? I mean, do you have any fear that will happen?
I don't think there's going to be any poaching necessarily. You know, there were some conversations ahead of time between myself, Brendan, and Blake Boris, who's the CCW manager of where to place teams. But it all comes down to, like any other tournament, is availability. Like, the best ability is availability in any sport. And we've, you know, our team, unfortunately, was planning to have a couple of our stud players that completed the requirements, but they're going to be out of town camping or at other sports tournaments or with family or whatever. But the fact is, it all comes down to eligibility too. And just as an example, like I mentioned before, the only guys that are on the CCW roster that would have been eligible to be dirt ballers were Dudas and Dylan Jones. So those guys didn't really participate in the slow pitch variety like the rest of this roster for the Dirtbags did.
All right, so as Tim W. said, you did a great job picking the pools.
Yeah.
Very central.
I didn't realize it was as erotic. I that was not what I was going for, but I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, there's worse things he could have said, right?
Right, definitely.
So you have a fun pool. I mean,
yes.
These teams aren't bad. The OC, WA, WAA, and the Skibbe Football Cardinals. And Rudy, no team... I've been asking everyone. No team is predicted more to be in the Final Four. I think only two people haven't put them in the Final Four.
Sure.
Than OC, WA, WAA. And even their pool play pitchers are going to be ace level. So, you know how good they are. So how do you plan against this powerhouse squad?
Yeah, well, I think that's a mistype or a typo there. It's now OCA, WAA. That's right.
Who knows?
You know, yeah, they're going to choose whatever they want to be. That's fine. That's, you know, it's an error on my part in the pool. But, hey, what's the point of an eight-letter acronym? I digress. Anyway, strategizing for a powerhouse like that, I mean, I think it just comes down to pitching. And for us, unfortunately, we don't have a ton of arms. That is one of the bummers of only having a seven-man roster where a couple of our pitchers just weren't available this weekend. Of all the weekends of the year. But for me, who's going to be pitching, Aiden, Speak, and Mitch, whether all of us get an inning in that game or if it's just a couple of us doing two innings or maybe if someone starts hot and they get the ball for the whole game, I think it has to be the same thing. Just, you got to be in the zone. You can't be giving up free passes. You got to find a way to force soft contact, and I think that's by working low in the zone, nibbling the corners, and honestly using the time limit to your advantage, because run differential is going to matter, just like pool play matters. You can't afford to get absolutely crushed in a game, and you could still finish 1-2, and if you're the lowest run diff team at 1-2, you're in the death bracket. So
yeah, the butterfly effect of Yish beating GBL last year in that first game in pool play, it changed everything. They go 3-0, everything changes. They came out, GBL maybe overlooked them, and they won 4-3. Mm-hmm. They beat them. And maybe something like that can happen.
Right.
Not like you guys are scrubs.
No, definitely not. Oh. I think it all could come down to, you know, does OCWA, WAA, or whatever, do they want to throw off, which I know you said there's really no way to throw off, but you could totally sandbag pool play and try to set yourself up for that crossover game.
All right, so the Skibby guys and the Circle City guys, they have formed a pretty tight bond, similar personalities, proximity, but I've seen Skibby play a lot of years, Rudy, and people go into matchups with them thinking it's going to be buddy-buddy, smiles on their face, think it's going to be rainbows and butterflies. Like, there's no way these nice Skibby guys are going to do any harm. And then, bam, after three innings, Skibby's up 15-0. Like, Skibby just, for so many years, had just been pool play killers. So, I mean, you know this tournament pretty well. Are you aware of their smiling assassin ways?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like, in 2019, when we went toe-to-toe with them for 15 innings up in Morenci, our two squads almost became, like, spiritually enmeshed in that day. Because it was such a grind to see Mike Jr. and Gus go toe-to-toe for that long, and I'm sure they are still feeling the repercussions of throwing that many pitches in one game 2 years later. But just as an example, like we love having Cam and Spencer come and play in Indy at the Dirt Yard this summer in our league, just to get that experience, and that way it's not going to be a brand new, like, eye-opening experience when they show up to Indy this coming weekend. But I also thoroughly enjoy working with Sam on the NWLA tournament committee. He's high-energy guy, stays positive, and that positivity can be obviously mistaken for, like, passivity or nicey-nice, but they are still top-tier competitors. And really, they get slept on a lot, I think. Now, there have been a couple teams that have picked them to be in the Final Four, but no one should be surprised if they end up back there.
Bingo. You ready for rapid fire?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, so my heart will always be Michigan Wiffle, but if I had a second heart, it'd be Indiana. I can't get enough of the leagues, the tournaments, the personalities. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's near and dear. I like it. So sorry, man, but Circle City, Dirtball, your tournament ends. You guys are done. But, okay. Hey, GBL or Leroy, they're making a run. So do you guys say, who's your pride? Do you think your guys stick around and get into the, you know, other Indiana leagues sideline and cheer them on?
Well, I can almost guarantee that the two teams, players and volunteers and whoever else is involved in the Indy Wiffle scene will stick around probably through to the bitter end. But as far as, like, rooting on another team to a championship, I'd say, heck yeah. Like, we do want to keep it state pride. We've got four teams from the state. We've had tons of crossover between leagues. I know that the question may be a little bit, like, umbrellaed under some of probably the tenseness on social media or Twitter between Northwest Indiana and Circle City. I'll just chalk all that up to misperceptions and misunderstandings of cultures. I think the cultures in Northwest Indiana versus Circle City are very different, and I won't belabor that point. But I would still, I still love guys, you know, like the CJs, like Vogus and Gagliardi and all those guys that make the trip down I-65. We absolutely would be rooting for someone in-state. And honestly, Midwest is best. We'll root for any Midwest team to make a run. It's not us.
All right. Midwest is best. Hashtag. Okay. I was on the host committee 7 years. I know what it takes, especially when Galloway left. A lot of work after he left. Anyways, so you're newly involved with this host committee. It's in your home league. So this is kind of a question that I'm really curious about. What is the favorite and least favorite part about now that you're hosting the tournament?
And let's see. Favorite part, I think, is pretty easy. It's I'm an event planner by nature. I've worked in student life for some colleges, my alma mater included. Worked in intramural sports and going to be working in sports for the foreseeable future, and love putting on tournaments and just the creative thinking aspect that comes with that. I've been really satisfied with how well the bracket format has been received, and that was, you know, a brainchild of six different minds on the committee that formed that, each of us, you know, contributing different ideas to it, and that's gone well. So I love that part of it. It's exciting, but it's so hard to take your ideas and transplant the excitement of those ideas into other people's minds, whether that's, you know, other leagues or even getting like players on your own rosters to commit to the time, or volunteers, or short-term part-time weekend employees. And that's always a burden when it's hard to translate your excitement into someone else's excitement, but that's got to be a built-up skill, is bringing people on board. So I think secondly, the hard part has been a lot of the noise surrounding things, whether it be on social media this week, and I know a lot of it's in jest or just, you know, being critical for being critical's sake, and I know you've been roped into that a little bit too yourself, Carl, but it does get old after a while. I don't really feed into it or get involved in it, so, like, it just is what it is. You move on. People are going to complain. People are going to make a scene on Twitter. We move on and have a great tournament, which I think it totally will be.
Awesome. All right, so let's say Dirtball has a bad tournament, and you just keep losing, and your tournament's about to end, but then you beat CCW for your only win, and you crush them. So you have one win the whole weekend, and it's against CCW. Is that a successful tournament for you?
Man, I think there are, I know for a fact a couple guys on the Dirtbags want to run into CCW and beat them, and that would be a bragging right that we could hold on to for life, and we could rub it in their noses, especially if, you know, if either team stopped a run into a championship. And if we started, you know, 0-3, get out of the death bracket. I mean, heck, I would hate to see us both run into each other in the death bracket. That'd be a nightmare scenario. But the hope is that we do maybe see each other on the opposite corners of the DE bracket and end up in the Final Four together, and maybe even facing off for a championship. Oh, so we hope if we do run into them, if we do run into them, I want it to be for high stakes, the highest of stakes even. And then maybe that could make room for some friendly wagers.
Rudy Lyon, King Dirtbag, has confidence. I like to hear it. But how much confidence do you really have? Because here we go. The last person with the prediction, Road to the Dirt Yard, Final Four teams. Who is it going to be?
Man, I have no reason to make this a serious, I guess, decision or serious actual... since I am last, and I've heard everyone give their answers, and, you know, we talked about the OCWA, WAAs, and the Maws, and all them getting, well, I already talked about the state pride. There's a reason there's four Indiana teams, so let's put them all in the Final Four. So you're going to have Griffle Ball, you're going to have Leroy making their way down I-65 to Indy, and you're going to have the hometown guys who are sleeping in our own beds. comfortable night sleep for two nights of the weekend. You get Circle City and Dirtball. And from there, it's a crapshoot. So we'll just have all four corners of the bracket covered by Indiana.
There you go. All right. Good job, Rudy Lyon. What do you want to plug?
So other than just plugging our socials always, you know, the 100,000 followers on TikTok, that's a shameless plug.
That's fine.
I suppose we've breached that number. Going to have a lot of TikTok activity this weekend, hopefully. Get some good highlight video, and the landscaping videos are what's popular. But I also want to just give, I want to give a little plug to 2022, where the indie wiffle scene is going to be changing a little bit. There are some big things coming and how that affects Dirtball and Circle City. So be on the lookout for that in the upcoming winter months when we're in the off season.
See, I've said this before on podcasts. Don't be like the BlackBerry, a phone that was ahead of its time and never change. And it looks like even though you guys are doing fine things there in Indianapolis, you want to get better, you want to change. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, if you ain't changing, you're probably dying.
And for anyone who wants to get a A-plus grade in plugs, that's a great plug. Maybe one of the best. Hey, I'm going to plug something. Is that okay?
Go for it. You deserve it after 18 shows.
Oh, yeah. Oof, we did it. All right. So I want to plug community, Rudy, because that is what this tournament represents. So 10 years ago, I saw a country filled with leagues, and they only played against each other in these mock tournaments, mock games. And I said, why can't we just get together and play? So that idea, plus Chris Galloway, who is easily the greatest wiffle tourney organizer ever to live, we turned this into something I never could have imagined. And guys like Sessions and Davey and Dudas and others have kept it going. So this community is what gets so many of us to give up a long weekend, throw down hundreds of dollars to play for nothing but pride, bragging rights, and a semi-decent cheap championship cup. So growing up is a part of life. But I think so many of us kind of cling to wiffle ball because it keeps our inner child alive. That's kind of lame, but I think it's the truth. It's a kid's game we have taken way too far. So everyone, just keep enjoying it. So thank you for the NAA tournament. Community, you're all awesome.
I didn't know you were taking us to church, man. I appreciate that. And honestly, I hope we see you at Indy this weekend. I think you should make the trip out. I know it is a long trek, and there have been people calling your name to make an appearance, but we'd love to have you be a part of that community that you just plugged. That's for this awesome. One weekend.
Yeah, I know. It is far. It'll be a last-minute thing just like last year. So, so great job, Rudy. And we might have another show. There's talks about a prediction show that's just going to be hot takes. So every single team, all 18 teams, we're going to make a hot take on. Guys like Tompkins, Tim W., maybe Caden Irwin, they might come on, give some hot takes. So that would be out Friday. Why not? Why not one more show? As long as I don't have to do any prep, we'll do it. So thank you, Rudy. I'm Carl Coffey. Everybody, have a safe drive to Indy. Please stay safe out there.
See ya.